Okay, so as Sam pointed out, I think, in the WhatsApp group, this is probably the oddest topic to choose for today. That is the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha. This is not the day to speak about it, since we are currently fasting on Shavuos or Batamas. It is not a day of Simcha today, nor is it a day of eating, which may be one of the primary themes of the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha. But nevertheless, we're going to speak about it. Because we've been trying to speak about individual karbanos, we're sort of up to shlamim, so we're going to speak about shlamim. We're going to try to do so, hopefully, in a way which is nice and intriguing. If we have the time, we'll have an interesting sort of aside. It's a very fascinating Chazon Ish, which relates to his Derech HaLimud, and interaction with Rav Shach, which I think is fascinating and important. And let's begin in the following way. The Torah tells us in Sefer Dvarim, in Parshas Re'eh, Perek Tazayim, Psukim, Yigimel, Yedalet, that there is a din of V'samachta B'chagecha, that we are told that on the Regalim, there's a mitzvah of Simcha. The mitzvah of Simcha, again, takes place on Sukkot, it takes place on Shavuos, takes place on Pesach, a din called Simchas Yantif. Many of us are aware of a Gemara in Psachim and Daf Kuftes, Ein Simcha Ela B'basar, Ein Simcha Ela B'yayin, that there are ways that you fulfill that mitzvah of Simchas Yantif. Many of us may be familiar with a machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos. Tosfos writes in Moikatan and Daf Yudalid that the whole idea of Simcha Bizman Hazeh, that nowadays that we can't offer karbanos, the whole idea of Simcha is only a din dirabanan, that mid oraisa there's no requirement or no need to fulfill Simchas Yantif. But many of us, I'm sure, may also know that Rambam, in Hilchos Yontif, understands that even nowadays, when you can't offer a karban, there is still something called, on a d'oraisa level, Simchas Yontif. Ein Simcha El B'basar, Ein Simcha El B'yayin, that still applies, it still applies nowadays. So says the Rambam. Okay. The Gemara tells in Chagiga, which is all just background information, the Gemara tells in Chagiga that whenever you would be Ole Regel, whenever you would go and you would be Ole Regel, so you would offer, Shalosh Pa'alim B'Shana, you would go to Yushalayim, and when you would go, you would offer three karbanos. One karban was the Olas Re'iyah, that upon coming to the Beis HaMikdash, when you would get there, you would offer a karban Ola, that was brought upon reaching the Mikdash in Yerushalayim. There was a second karban, the Gemara in Chagiga tells us. This is all quoted in the Rambam in the way beginning of Hilchos Chagiga. The Rambam tells us also there, a karban Chagiga. The karban Chagiga, that the makor is Shmos Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Yudalid, which is a karban that you would offer, that was a form of a karban shlamim that you'd offer when you got to the Beis HaMikdash, when you get to the Beis HaMikdash. There is a third karban that you would offer, that is referred to as the karban shalmei chagiga, shalmei simcha. That karban would be offered, I'll bring it up right now, that carbon would be offered also when you would go. And that's that price in the Tanya. But said, Glili, Shalos Mitzvos, Mitzvah Yisrael, Ba'alosim, L'Regal, Re'iyah, it's a carbon Ola, Chagiga, and Simcha, those are two different forms of carbon shlamims. One of them is a Chagiga, one of them is a Simcha. There are differences between them. They're both carbon shlamims, but there are differences between them. That's part of that Gemara in Chagiga. The simple upside of the Gemara in Chagiga is that women are only chayavos in the last one, the Shalmei Simcha, what we're going to be speaking about today. They're not chayav in Olas Re'iyah or Chagiga. Chagiga has unique components. Each one has its own unique halachos, as hopefully we'll see a little bit. Those are the three main karbanos you would bring whenever you were Ola Regel. General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Yes, Sam, what's up?
The Shalmei Simcha are different from the Shalmei Simcha.
Yeah. Chagiga is different. We'll elaborate a little bit. We will get more insight into how and why, hopefully, a little bit. But they are different Carbonos. Okay. Now, we're going to deal primarily today with a very fundamental question. A very fundamental question. I want to be mocked in that question with a yisod, which is found in a bunch of different Rishonim, probably. Rambam, very likely. The Yerayim, very likely. It's a yisod found in a lot of Achronim. Reb Chaim assumed like this. And that's the following. In general, when we speak about Simchas Yontif, there are Rishonim that distinguish between two elements of that Simcha. One is the Simcha associated with the Shalmei Chagiga. The Shalmei Simcha, the third carbon that we're speaking about today. Not the Olas Re'iya or the Chagiga, the Shalmei Simcha. That one element of Simchas Yontif is focused on the carbon that you're going to offer in Yerushalayim. For many Achronim, this is based on the Gemara in Pesach and Daf Kuftes, there is a second element of Simcha that is not connected to Beis HaMikdash. That's just a general idea called Simchas Yontif, each and every person with whatever brings them Simcha. If it's jewelry, if it's candy, different people, if it's Basa or Yayin, different people or groups of people get Simcha in different ways. So for many, the carbon that we are speaking about is only one part of the larger mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, which is why, as an example, these Achronim may explain, the Rambam holds that there's Simchas Yontif nowadays d'oraisa. I can't offer a carbon nowadays. There's no carbon I can offer nowadays. It's true. One element of the mitzvah of Simcha is missing, but there remains an additional element. The additional element that you're, again, on some level missing, but the additional element is we have another thing called Simcha with whatever causes you to be happy. That's what's there. That's the Rambam. So there are many Achronim that suggest, at least within the Yerayim, the Rambam, and others, that in general there's one Simcha connected to the Karban, and another Simcha, which is a broader idea called the Simcha of Yontif, of being happy, each and every person, whatever does it for you, you gotta be happy. Some of us, I'm sure, are wondering, but didn't Rabbi Nachman tell us, Mitzvah Gedol Liot B'Simcha Tamid? So what's going on here in Yontif? It sounds like only on Yontif. That's a fair question for another time. For learning Rabbi Nachman, we'll have to unpackage that. But for now, many of us will still be able to sleep at night. Okay. That's all an introduction. So we saw that there are three karbanas. Probably, Avi, that is actually just the pshat, yes. That there are three karbanas you offer in every year, Ola Regel, in Olas Re'iya, a karban Chagiga, and the last that we're speaking about is a karban Shlamim called the Shalmei Simcha. Shalmei Simcha. Shalmei Simcha is associated with V'samachta B'chagecha. Offering that karban brings joy. We haven't yet seen why or how. But we point out that for Reb Chaim and for others, there may be an additional element of Simchas Yontif not connected to the karban. What we are going to be focusing on in Shir for today is the karban element. What exactly is going on? This element of Simcha, of the Shalmei Simcha, what exactly is the purpose of offering this Shalmei Simcha? Or to frame the question, to ask it a little bit differently, in what way does the Shalmei Simcha actually cause me Simcha? The offering of the Karban, in what way does it really offer me any degree of actual Simcha? What exactly is going on by offering this Karban? I have Simcha. How, why, what exactly is happening? That's the primary question. We are going to see two Mahalchim, and then a third sort of deepening or Mahalich that a variety of Achronim have, but we'll say that as follows. The first Mahalach seems to be the Mahalach of Rashi. It is Rashi in Chagiga and Daf Zayin in a bunch of places, and Rashi Chagiga and Daf Vav also. Rashi maintains you actually have no obligation to offer a karban called Shalmei Simcha. You have no obligation at all. You have an obligation to eat Basar Kachim. You have an obligation to experience joy by having meat that comes from Kachim. If you have no other meat,
So shalmei simcha is how you make sure that you have enough meat to get. What if I have other basar kachim? So Rashi points out, it sounds from the Mishnah and Chagiga. These are really Chagigas, which is Andaf Zayin, that if you're a Kohen, as an example, and people offer carbon chatases, or carbon ashams, and you as a Kohen are allowed to eat part of the carbon chatas and part of the carbon asham, that for you, you have no obligation whatsoever to offer a shalmei simcha. You can fulfill it just straight up through eating it, eating those other kachim. Or if you're a Yisrael and you have other ways that you could fulfill it, you have other ways that you could be yotzei it. So again, you don't really need a shalmei simcha. It's just, if you don't have access to other kachim, shlamim, we know where the carbon that goes, part of it to Hashem, part of it to the Kohen, part of it to you, the Baalim are allowed to eat it. So this, you're allowed to eat. It's your way of attaining a degree of simcha. That's how you're going to do it. You have to have a carbon. You don't have one. This is the carbon that you offer. The carbon that you offer. Okay? That's really what seems to be Rashi Mefurash. We'll see the Chaznis tends to assume everyone learns that way, but that's definitely Rashi. Definitely Rashi. There are others, though. Yeah, Avi.
The Bryce says that you become potter if you have an odd offspring.
Yeah.
Right. What if your family member has an odd offspring, and now there is Bryce a question for you, but you haven't brought...
Well, the Ola wouldn't be anything else. So again, according to Rashi, not the Ola, but like any other Chagiga, any other Shlamim, if your neighbor brings it, he's left over food, that's fine. You can eat that. You have to eat that. How much do you have to eat of it? So typically, we know in general when it comes to achilas kachim, a machlokas, you have to eat a kazayis or it has to be eaten. If you look at Rashi here, it sounds like according to Rashi that I'll bring it up. Rashi here says ve'en zekukin lizvoach shom l'shem kach. Pleasure the basar lesova. Shein the basar lesova. Sounds like you have to have enough meat that you're going to be satiated with the meat. That's what you need. Enough meat, you're going to be full with the meat. It has to be a good meal. It's going to cause you a degree of simcha. What's the other mahalach? The other mahalach is to argue differently. And many achronim are choker this question. Rav Michal Feinstein, the Brisker Rav's son-in-law, in his Shiurim and Chagiga, there's a great... Some of you know that I like in Hasidus, the Mevaser Tov, the Biala Rebbe, the current Biala Rebbe, Switzerland. Amazing story. He was separated from his family in the Holocaust. I believe that he and his sister escaped through, I think, Siberia and then Iran. They ended up making their way to Eretz Yisrael. They made their way to Eretz Yisrael with a bunch of secular Zionists. The Pundit Vizirav noticed that there were these, I guess, like Hasidish, kids hanging out there, and something was up. He reunited the Mevaser Tov with his father, the Chagas Yoshua. Mevaser Tov has wonderful Sfarim in Chassidus, which are great Sfarim because he quotes from a wide range of sources within Chassidus. He also has Sfarim in Shas, which are awesome. Great organization of Sugyas, classic, Lumdis, a lot of it, at least what I've seen. He has a great piece also, Shalmei Simcha, him and Michal Feinz, a lot of similar Torah, said in slightly different ways, but a lot of similar Torah. Which is a second Mahalach. Many understand this is Tosfos. Many think this is an element of Rambam also, although we'll pin things down in a little bit, which is the simple pshat of the Braisa and the simple pshat of the Rambam and Hilchos Chagiga, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, which is that just like Ola, there's a chiyuv to bring a carbon, just like Chagiga, the chiyuv is bringing the carbon, there is a chiyuv to bring a carbon called Shalmei Simcha. It's not just a hechitimsa, a way of getting basar, and if you have basar, otherwise you're good to go. Not the case. It is that you actually require and need to offer this carbon. The way some suggest it, the havas carbon itself is considered to be a part of your simcha. The bringing of the carbon brings you joy, even if you're not going to eat it at all. Even if you're not going to eat it at all. What's a nafka mina? What's a nafka mina? It was about basar kachim or the chiyav. This, the din of simcha associated with karban, is the offering of the karban. So one nafkamina we already more or less set at, which is, if you already have kachim, do you still need to offer it? Rashi says no, it's only about finding a way to eat kachim. The others, maybe the Rambam, maybe Tosvos, they understand that not at all. You have to offer the karban no matter what. There is a second potential nafkamina. It's not a mukrach nafkamina, but a question that the Meiri brings up, which is as follows. Let's say you can't make it to Yerushalayim. There's a pandemic, God forbid, and you can't make it to Yerushalayim. So what are you going to do? How are you going to offer? Do I offer anything? Machlokas, can I be yotzei machiyav of Shalmei Simcha, sending it al yedei shliach to offer it in Yerushalayim? Well, if it's all about eating kachim, you're not going to be eating it. You're hanging out in L.A., you're hanging out in Shalvim or London or wherever else you happen to be, New York, you're entirely good to go. But if it's a chiyuv of bringing the karban, well, if it's a chiyuv of bringing the karban, so then it doesn't really matter where you are. You send it ayde shaliach, there's simcha through the hava, and you should be entirely good to go on your own. At least that shita, you know, is one way of explaining that shita. Yes, Sam.
There's something really tied into the Olas Riyah and the Shamit Khagiga, so that, like, if you're already not going to Shalah, I mean, you're already part there.
So the answer is that the Gemara talks about, the Gemara speaks about, like, the interrelationship of them there in Khagiga, and at least for many of you shown them, we are Michalik. Which, by the way, is not crazy. For Rashi, there's a major, I mean, look at this question of, like, a homogeneous, heterogeneous list, like, here are the three mitzvos. So Shalmei Simcha for Rashi is really on its own entirely. And it may even be for the other Rishonim, it's on its own, in that maybe you could offer Aydei Shliach. Okay. I want to make one just quick Ha'ara, which you can take or leave. It's part of a different sort of piece of it. But the Mevaser Tov points out, based on a different Meiri, just that it's important to categorize this. The Shalmei Simcha, we've spoken about in general how many, if not most, karbanos are kapara-based karbanos. Chatas is about kapara. Asham is about kapara. Ola may have a kapara component. Mincha may have a kapara component. Mincha sota may have a kapara component. You know, there is a kapara the chatas of Rosh Chodesh. So there's a certain kapara component. This karban, points out to Vasir Tov, you know, is really not a kapara or ritzoi-based carbon at all. It's a carbon which is really about simcha. It's a carbon which is really about simcha. It's a simcha which is done through a carbon, but it's a simcha-based carbon. I think Lubavitcher Rebbe wrote one of his sichos that it's a simcha which takes place, not just the simcha of anywhere, but it's a simcha. Yeah, Rafi, it's an extension of simcha, meaning it's saying it's a simcha which is always true about basar taiva, but extending it. For the Baba Terebi, the additional place it goes is that the truest and most powerful simcha is a merging of Ruchnius and Gashmius. And that's what the Shalmei Simcha really is. It's a simcha which you offer through, you know, it's a karban, but it's one in many ways, which is also, it's a Gashmius that you're going to be consuming and eating it also. Okay, so Avi has a question in the group. Very nice. So, how could you say the chiyuv is to offer a karban? There's a Mishnah which Rashi is working off of, which seems to say that, let's say, if a Kohen has a chatas or an asham, he doesn't need a shalmei simcha. Or if Yisrael already offered in the dava, he doesn't need a shalmei simcha. Isn't there a mitzvah to offer a shalmei simcha? So there's a couple of different ways to go. Rav Michal Feinstein thinks that maybe part of the pshat is that, like, you aren't yotzei shalmei simcha, it potters you from shalmei simcha. Meaning, you really, if you have nothing, you're chayef to offer a karban. But if you already have basar kachim, we potter you from offering this, and you haven't really been sort of like yotzei it in that full way. That's one way of saying it. Another way of saying it, again, it fits much better for the other Rishonim, and we'll have a better mahalach, I think, in a little bit. You know what? We'll have another mahalach in a little bit to help explain it. Some of the Rishonim explain. Tosfos, though, minimize it. Tosfos says, I think, that that's only if you haven't already offered a Shalmei Simcha once. If you've offered a Shalmei Simcha, and then you need more basar, so then the Dar and the Davos are going to be sufficient. There is another Mahalach. There is another Mahalach. And the other Mahalach comes... Yeah.
Yeah, something like that, Avi. That's what you would say.
There is another Mahalach. It's a Mahalach which is found in a lot of Achronim. It's found in Avi Ezri Rav Shach and in the Mevaser Tov. It's found in a bunch, but just to argue as follows. Even within the requirement to bring Shalmei Simcha, very likely there are two dinim. There are two dinim. It is both a chiyuv of a karban, and it is about eating. That's the simple pshat of the Gemara in Chagiga, the Rambam in Perek Avach Al. There's a mitzvah to bring it. A mitzvah to bring it. If there are three karbanos, you have to be makariv. It has a mitzvah of hakravas hakarban. But it also sounds like it is about the consumption of it also. The Rambam does write in Chagiga, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud, that even though in Aleph, it sounds like the Rambam says you have to offer it. There are three karbanos offered in hakravas hakarban. When you look in Beis Yud, the Rambam seems to say that if you're a Kohen eating Chatas and Asham, you are Yotze, your mitzvah of Simcha, with that basar. With that basar. So you got to figure out which is it. So what you have is the Mevaser Tov and the Avi Ezri, based on Meiris and others and Rambam in slightly different ways, understand that there are in fact two different elements to the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha. One, you have a requirement to offer a karban. The other, you have a requirement to eat basar of kachem. And those two dinim may be different. The chiyuv to bring a karban may be incumbent upon you only on the first day of Yontif. You don't have to offer a new chagiga each and every day of Yontif. It's only the first day of Yontif. But the mitzvah of simcha through eating basar of kachem, that may be through the entire Sukkot. That may be through the entire Pesach. That there may be a separate, certainly for Sukkot we saw with the Pari Achag, that may be a separate requirement for each one. So there are two different dinim, potentially. It's about getting Batzar Kachim, but it's also a chiyuv. You have to be makriv, to offer a karban that will bring you joy. One of them only on the first day, one of them throughout. General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. I'll give you like an example. A potential nafka mina would be, what if I send my Shalmei Chagiga, my Shalmei Simcha, ayyadei shliach? I'm hanging out in Highland Park. I don't know where you are, Rafi, right now, but I'm hanging out in Highland Park. Where are you?
Next to Frisch.
Oh, very nice. I'm hanging out outside Frisch. Wonderful. Because I went to TBC, oddly enough, and then I decide that I'm going to send my carbon, my Shalmei Simcha from Frisch. Mitzad the din of being makriv a carbon, maybe you were Yodse, the din of being makriv a carbon, because there was a carbon brought on your behalf. Mitzad the halacha of eating basar kachim, and that's what it's really all about, that you weren't Yodse, because you didn't need basar kachim. So these two dinim may in fact be different dinim in how exactly it works and how it works. Okay. Now we'll go with an interesting, I guess, aside, but a fascinating aside. So we have like this. There's a mitzvah v'samachta b'chagecha. According to Reb Chaim, understanding Rambam, Yireim, and others, simcha in general has one form of simcha, totally disconnected to karbanos and basar, whatever makes you happy, may even be deraisa nowadays. The second element about being makriv the karban. We're trying to figure out what is the nature of being makriv the karban. Being makriv the karban. Yeah, Avi, to be yotzei fully, you require both. What is the reason why we're makriv shalmei simcha? Rashi says just to get basar. If you have basar, now you're good to go. Other Rishonim seem to think it's about a din in, you have to be makriv the karban. For many Achronim, there are two dinim. One is a din, maybe even only on the first day of a makar v'karban that causes you joy. Etz a nakarav of the karban. The second is eating basar kacha. Clarity thus far? 1, 2, and 3. Okay. Questions, comments, or thoughts? Yes, Sam.
How is the Tfeidin approach any different than the two other verses that you're just putting into one thing instead of saying?
They're both true. For Rashi, it's only about eating basar. You have no need to mock of it at all. The other mahalach would be it's just about being makriv, even from a distance, no need to even eat it. This is saying there's two distinct dinim.
Once you have a deficit in your kiyum of the mitzvah, then it doesn't matter if it was only half of the deficit or not.
According to Rashi, your yotzei it fully, even without offering it at all. According to the second approach, maybe your yotzei it fully. Here you have to do both to be yotzei it fully. Now, Rav Shach has, this is like a little bit of an aside, which is just, it's kishmak, I think, a little bit. Rav Shach has an aside. He has a letter he published in the back of Chelek Gimel of Avi Ezri. Avi Ezri has, at least the standard edition now, I think has 4 volumes. In the back of the 3rd volume is a letter from the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish argues very strongly on Rav Shach. Argues very strongly on Rav Shach. Chazon Ish says, no. What Rashi says is right. The only purpose of Shalmei Simcha is so that you have basar to eat. And if you have basar, you have no need to offer it. And everything the Rambam may imply differently, everything you may have in Tosfos otherwise, is not true. Is not true at all. Okay. When they say you have to be makriv, they mean makriv, if you don't have basar kachim, then you have to go and you have to be makriv. Says the Chazon Ish, I don't like these two dinim in hakrava shalmei simcha. I don't like it at all. Okay. One of the things he says, which is fascinating, and here's an important distinction. The Chazon Ish has comments on the back of on Reb Chaim, Chaim on the Rambam. Some of the Achronim say Mefurash, that there are different kinds of critiques, hasagos, that the Chazon Ish has on Reb Chaim. Some are straight up tainas on Reb Chaim. Some are noveya, not from a machlokas and how you learn the sugya, but a difference in Derech HaLimud in general. The Chazon Ish was not a brisker at all. The Chazon Ish was not into, as an example we'll see, two dinim. He wasn't into like some of the conceptual framework, like many of us know the Reb Chaim about, you know, two dinim in Kavana of the first paragraph of Shmona Esrei, Peir Shamilim, Kavana of the rest of Shmona Esrei. The Chazon says, no, there's one thing, it's called Kavana. It's not now for that, we spoke about this in the past. Chazon Ish is much more into a sort of like a close textual read in a certain sense, but less bringing in any of these like two dinim kinds of an idea. So the Chazon Ish, in a fascinating letter there, challenges Rav Shach. It looks like if you read the letter, Rav Shach doesn't say this. But if you look at the letter, it's a whole lot more Derech HaLimud than anything else. He says as follows. Here's the letter. He says, Mitzvah Simcha hu ach v'rak achilas basal lefnei Hashem. Bei mishalo, bei mishal acherim, v'ru heges kol shiva. V'zoi mitzvahs v'samachta. Nothing about two dinim. You, Rav Shach, you're Shaychas and Brisker Rav, you want to get into the two dinim? No. Ilu haya beis mitzvot besimcha, says the Chazon Ish, if there are two dinim, haya hadavar mefurash umeforsam b'mishma uvegemara, b'mishma uvegemara lohuskara misakarava anu minayilanu, it's not in Chumash, it's not mefurash in Mishnayis, I don't buy it at all. You look in Rambam, it's not mefurash, there's two dinim. If it's not really explicit, there aren't two dinim. So in truth, Rav Shach may say, it actually is mefurash, or two dinim don't always be as mefurash. But that's the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says, miderech halima, I don't buy it at all. What does Rav Shach do? The Chazon Ish critiqued him. Chazon Ish is the gadol hador. So what does he do? He does as follows. Again, there are multiple gadol hador, brisker rabbis also, but others as well. Says the Chazon Ish as follows. Says Rav Shach, look at source number 26. Amitav hazesh shomarana Chazon Ish, This put at the end was written by the Chazanish. I put out the Shtikal Torah originally in a Torah journal called Knesset Yisrael. And then I got this letter from the Chazanish. The Chazanish even wrote that I don't often respond to Chachamim that write stuff nowadays, but you, Rav Shach, I know that you like MS, so I'm telling you the MS. So, V'chazarti nimashe kasafti baseh. Says Rav Shach, when I saw the Chazanish argued, I entirely backtracked. I said, you know what? What I'm saying must not be true. But why did I publish it? The Acher Kachir Uni Shagam Hagorit Baruch Frankel Zatzal Behagos Imre Baruch Al Turi Evan Bichagiga Kasev Gam came Bedasa Ramam Kmoshe Kasafti. Once I saw that the Imre Baruch on the Turi Evan also says like me, one of the Gedolim from the previous generations. So once that was true. So then I knew I could publish it. Then it's okay for me to publish it. If you're asking me to theorize for a moment, I don't think Rav Shach thought his Shtikal Torah was wrong. The Chazan was against it. I'm sure he knew also. The Chazan just was telling him, Derech Halima, it's a bit different. But he didn't want to publish it. If the Chazan just told him not to, told him it wasn't MS, he wasn't going to publish it. He didn't change his Derech Halima as a result. But once he saw there were Gedolim of previous generation that were saying it also, so he figured he could say it too. It's okay, it's nichlal and what's considered mutter to say. The Mevaser Tov happens to argue that the Bach even holds of these two dinim, that I think is a little bit less clear. He definitely holds there are two dinim in Simcha, if it's these two dinim, or the two dinim that we opened up this year with. One Simcha with carbon, one Simcha totally disassociated from carbon entirely, that is not entirely clear. That's not entirely clear, but those are sort of like the two dinim in a certain sense that we have by the Shalmei Simcha. Let me chazer what we said. Yeah, Avi.
Tosfot seems to be saying something around like those two dinim because yes. You said that Tosfot says about the mission of Chagiga that you're only potter from Shalmei Simcha if you've already bought one.
Yes. That's sort of why when I was saying the second side, I was more like Achron raised the question, maybe Tovos, maybe Rambam, is because for a lot of Achronim, Rambam and Tovos really hold both of these dinim. There are some who try to suggest a little bit of like a middle approach, which is to argue, Rabbi Yaakov Feit, if anyone knows him, an alumnus of Shalvim, wrote an article on Shalmei Simcha. I think he says something similar. You may have elements other Achronim also. It could be the Baba Shrevi saying similar, which is it's not like two dinim, two separate dinim. Like, I'm not yotze just by being makiv the karban and not eating it, but there's one mitzvah called Simcha. And the mitzvah called Simcha is when you are makiv a karban and you eat it. Like, it's not really like two separate and distinct dinim. You could argue that's semantics and it's an attempt at getting around the Chaznish's issue, but it's more like there's a mitzvah of being happy. And there are ways of achieving joy. There are different ways of achieving joy. It's like an expansion of the two dinim we saw earlier. Simcha of Karban, Simcha and other means. And maybe even Simcha of Karban, there are different kinds of Simchas. Again, his mahalach is a little bit different, but different kinds of Simchas that emerge from it. But this, I think, is at least an important element of the discussion of Shalmei Simcha. So we learned about Shlamim. It's a good example of it's like the carbon Shlamim. It's maybe about elevating Basar Taiva, but it's really elevating Basar Taiva to where the Simcha becomes a mitzvah. And this is, as opposed to Shlamim in general, which is more of an Adava, a voluntary Shlamim, this you have to offer. Hopefully we saw some important Torah about Shalmei Simcha and the like. And hopefully that can be valuable for us. Let's just ask a couple of quick questions.